back to another episode of John's Basement. We are back after a week of silence and not broadcasting. If you guys are following WCOV.live on Instagram, which is where these play on live, you'd have seen that we were not broadcasting last week to do a week of silence for the protesting and in solidarity, which is also going to be a theme of tonight's episode. I'm going to get a little bit probably more personal and real on this podcast than I typically would, but I do think it's very important that we talk about everything that's happening in this country right now, talking about the protests and the reason that we're protesting. If you guys know me in person or know anything about me to a small degree, you'd know that I'm a Latino man that lives in this country. I'm brown, and a lot of the things that we are protesting over are based off of a lot of the things that I personally have lived my entire life. I've always been afraid of cops. I've always been afraid of racists. And I have a lot of white friends. I will throw that out there. I am not one of those people that's like, white people are the devil. Because truthfully, I don't think that you can generalize anybody by the color of their skin and say that they are evil inherently. However, with that being said, there is definitely a problem in this country, and it's due to the fact that there is a white majority living in this country, and a lot of the problems that oppress us benefits them, whether they realize it directly or don't, and that doesn't necessarily make somebody racist. But it definitely means that they are oblivious to the system that they are benefiting off of. And it's very important that we are raising awareness to this. I don't think that hate can ever solve an issue that is so deeply rooted in hate and so deeply rooted in oppression. My whole stance is absolutely protest, absolutely sign petitions, absolutely donate to any fund that you see, any foundation that will go towards relief programs, that will be going towards benefiting people that have been wrongly incarcerated, that will go towards literally anything to do with the things that are racially based in this country that we still don't talk enough about. While it's great that this movement has gotten so many people posting about it and so much political, force, I guess would be the best way to say that. It does terrify me as a person of color to see that Instagram and other social medias are slowly reverting back to their normal state, and it's beach pics and it's dumb posts about literally whatever. And I understand life still does go on. A lot of people are graduating now, and I don't think that it's fair to people who have graduated in 2020 to not post about their graduation. But on the other hand, it's scary to know that a lot of people hopped on this supporting people of color bandwagon as a trend, and now the trend is dying out. And it feels like one of my biggest fears is that we came so close to changing something and nothing happens. I don't know if that's going to be the case, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope that it's not the case. I hope that now people are finally waking up, and a mix of people of color and our amazing, amazing allies who fight for our cause are joining forces, and we are making changes that are going to finally benefit the lives of someone in this country that isn't white. I'm not saying to any white people that might get offended at any of the posts that they see, I'm not telling you that your life is not hard. I don't know you. I don't know what you've done. I don't know what you've been through. But I also am telling you that the color of your skin has not made your life harder. That's not saying your life hasn't had struggle and strife. I bet you it has. I have met very few people in this world who have not had any struggles of some kind. But the problem is, people of color have a universal struggle that keeps going unheard. My mom had to teach me when I was a kid that if ever I was behind the wheel when I started driving, that I should always have my hands up and keep them clear so a cop never thinks I'm reaching for a gun. Because that's a thing that happens all the time. To people of color who don't even have firearms or weapons in their car, they reach for their license and registration and a cop assumes it's a gun and they shoot us. I know that's very direct and that's very intense, but that's what it is. It's not a matter of telling you things for your comfort. It's a matter of telling you the reality that a lot of people in this country face and don't have the choice. If you have the choice to say Instagram is too political right now or Instagram is flooded with too many Black Lives Matter posts right now, I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to delete Instagram for a week. You have that option because it doesn't affect you. It affects us whether or not we delete Instagram or Snapchat or whatever social media platform that is talking about this movement. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if we go outside at midnight wearing a hoodie, we are all still in danger by law enforcement or by someone who would deem themselves an American patriot. That was a rant. You guys come here for music. But I thought that it was important. While this isn't a major platform, this is still a platform and this still is a cause that directly affects me, so I feel a responsibility to talk about it. And you should feel a responsibility to listen. It's not about race. It's about understanding the struggles of others without diminishing the experiences that they have because it's not something that pertains to you. I think I've said enough. I'm going to run back into my music segments. We have a special episode today. I'm shying a lot away from any rock genre, but I will be playing some more music. So stay tuned, and we're going to jump right into it. So this is going to be a quick shout-out to Quadio because two of the three artists that I'm going to be playing tonight I actually found on Quadio. I'm going to be starting off with this awesome artist named Say Hennix. That's one word spelled Say, H-E-N-N-I-X. Say Hennix is a rapper from Brooklyn, New York, goes to Purchase College. He describes his sound as a psychedelic euphoric trap sound with grams of kush. Born Jay Hennix, he spits with passionate melodies inspired by early 2000s pop, Gwen Stefani, Michael Jackson, Sampha, and Drake, and it's a good time. I'm going to be playing for you guys a song called Jays with Jay, once again that I found on Quadio, so hope you guys enjoy it. Once again, that was Jays with Jay by Brooklyn-based artist Say Hennix. Hope you guys dig it. And I'm going to jump right into the next artist. This one I did not find on Quadio. As a matter of fact, he is a WCOV Live host. One of the members of this group is, at least. Really awesome collection of really sick stuff. I have been bumping to the song that I'm going to be playing in a second called Burn It Down by The Vagabonds. I have not been able to stop listening to it for the past few days. I feel like it's very topical for what is going on in the world right now. This is The Vagabonds, that's spelt with a Z. This song is called Burn It Down, and I know you guys are going to dig this one.
Build that wall, we burn it down. Please know we don't fuck around. They got soldiers, we got goons. Deport them, we deport you.
Yo, what's an immigrant? Speculating on what it really meant. This ain't no scrimmage, this the main event. Funny how the land of the free, home of the brave, catches amnesia, believing it wasn't built off the slaves. Make America great, oh, come again. Boy, stop it, I watch you profit off of stolen land my whole life. Manifesting my destiny, trying to drain what's left of me. Now every time I go online, swear it's like you testing me. Stop it, false prophet, boy, this that filthy rap. Building walls, yeah, wasn't built for that. Still on the trail of tears, pumping these lies and fears. Worried about ISIS, cops been popping my people for years. Who next to go? Syria to Mexico. Immigrant from head to toe, I'm ready to blow and let you know your politics a pile of shit. Motherfuck your flag, I don't acknowledge it. Got a million that turn this tote and burn this quick to bust it off. Vagabond, not a pawn, sing that motherfucking song like.
Please know we don't fuck. They got soldiers, we got goons. Deport them, we deport you.
Hope you ready for war. Five, stay alive, dump in clips after six, seven, eight, make America great. One, two, gonna be coming for you. Three, four, hope you ready for war. Five, stay alive, dump in clips after six, seven, eight, make America pay.
Build that wall, we burn it down. Please know we don't fuck around. They got soldiers, we got goons. Deport them, we deport you. Build that wall, we burn it down. Please know we don't fuck. Soldiers, we got goons. Deport them, we deport you.
That was Burn It Down by The Vagabonds. One of the members of The Vagabonds is a fellow WCOV host, and I love that song so fucking much. It resonates, it really does. Yeah, definitely very topical as to the current state of the nation. And the last song that I'm going to play for you guys is possibly one of the hardest hitting songs that I've heard in a while on a personal level. It's called Imposter Syndrome by an artist called Amari. And, you know, there's just something about this style of music that always just puts me in my bag. It's just when people talk on the track over music behind it, and it's just like the woke shit that they're saying, and it's just over a beat. And I'm like, I don't know why this hits me so hard, but it does. Amari is a graduate student at Lehigh University. And I'm just going to jump right into playing this track. So this is called Imposter Syndrome, I Ain't Right by Amari, featuring Juwan Royale and Seth Witcher.
You know there's a such thing as getting up, right?
Yeah.
The best are usually the best because they fell a lot and then got up better. That's the idea. It's slow. What I'm learning is it's slow steps. Work as hard as you can for sure. but be patient. That shit comes to you. I want to work until it comes to me. I don't want to work and slave over it to get it. I want to work so hard that it can't be denied to me. Like, that shit is mine. You're not taking it from me. Why? Because I got the evidence right here. That's why. And I want to be a part of those cast that are like, they're so good you can't ignore them.
Same.
For real. Like, it's like, even if it's hate, okay, you acknowledge me. Hi. Shit, I'm on your radar. That means something.
Yeah.
What's right for wrong when you're so gone? Let me rewrite my wrongs before I'm gone. But what if I'm so long, there's no belonging? And at the end, will there be loving? Give me a chance to show you I'm something. But do I matter if I'm something? Am I something or nothing? Is it love me or fuck me? I never really got a chance to. Am I the things that I can't do? So I'll end up resorting to focus on the things that I can't do. And it's led me to sadness and madness, which made my depression a habit, my habit. So eventually this became a practice. A practice. Cause I ain't right.
I feel like I feel like my problem is that, like, I don't have the same mentality that I have for school that I have for music, you know what I mean? It's like whenever I get behind, like, my computer, you know, Logic, I do make something, I'm like, yo. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not right or wrong, I'm me. These labels you love are limiting to you. I'm so wrong, but I'm free. To most, what was crippling gave me my wings, and I'ma fly. You'll see, keep speaking your mind. I believe I'm the young Peter Pan. Keep your dust, I don't need. Felt the blood, sweat, and tears bled so much I don't bleed. Held me basket, that glass falling fast and goes flat. Take the tape, run it backward, I last. Trip like the Flash on too much speed. Rerouting the focus and music is all that I need. I'm a flash, my tunes on 10, keep them on repeat. Put my head down, my pen to the sheet. This paper is blocking every voice till the next line speaks to me like, yeah.
Everybody got bad days. At least you're being real with it. Okay. Right. Gotta change that up. When my steps stutter, my best stutter, taking no shot. Rather not show up today, I might flop. My top saying, I'm not saying super. Called patience just to make more excuses. Lines that make you stop, drop them, chasing. Tracing my thoughts on pages till I'm rooted. Rooting for me means less truancy. Otherwise, catch me dodging scrutiny. Nothing new to me, gotta pump fake vivid. The slump takes over and I pump breaks. Days with frustrated living. Must take a minute since I'm looking for the pride of a punk faced villain. Gazing at the mirror, different image appears. Fear got in my steps for a while. It's clear here, the path I build for my mental to shift. I'm just looking for something to give.
We all get mad when horrible things happen. And we get real mad, and sometimes we hurt ourselves. Don't stay mad too long. Don't hurt yourself too bad. We human and we... But don't stay down too long. Don't you waste your life in them dark rooms by yourself.
Right.
Don't do it.
On to the next thing. That's one thing I'm not worried about for you. You always got a next thing. That'd be scary. If I see you ever and you don't have a next thing, then I know something's really, really wrong. But you're good. You're good.
So that was the last artist that I'm going to play for you guys tonight. I know that normally I would do an interview. I couldn't get one in time for today, which I would rather not force one into a an episode like this where it's supposed to be more serious, and I also would play myself out with my own music, but you know, while I am a person of color that makes music, the songs that I have out at the current moment don't really touch on any of these topics, and I don't really want to plug myself for this one. Next week we'll probably be back to normal scheduling, but I feel like this has to be a different episode. I'm not going to take the moment to promote myself and to promote my career. I'll have plenty of other moments to do that. Right now, while this is still fresh in everybody's minds, I think it's just important to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's not even just black lives that are so at risk in this country. They are most certainly probably the highest risk, but it's also Hispanic lives, Latino and Latina lives, it's Asian lives, it's Native American lives, it's literally everyone in this country that is not white is going through, well, it's not even is going through, has been going through an immense form of oppression that is so deeply rooted into this country's principles that we are deemed crazy, or at least have been for our entire lives, for saying what we experience. It is a sad reality that there are people in this country that will listen to a person of color tell their story of how they were wrongly attacked by a law enforcer or an American patriot. And there will always be those people in this country that just don't believe it. And I don't know if it's disbelief because you've placed your pride in the wrong system, or if it's disbelief because you truly just see us as lesser people. If it's the fact that you view yourself to be better, there is no saving you. You are helpless, and I hope that your people, with your mentality, lose any right to power. I hope that you understand the problem and the error with your thinking. I think there are a great many people in this country, though, that choose to disbelieve the injustices that they hear about and see, not because they think that the white race is the superior race, but possibly because maybe they don't want to believe that everything that they've learned their entire lives about their heritage in this country is wrong. It is built on whitewashed lies made for American comfort, showing us as the good guys when that's not the case. We're not the good guys. I don't think most countries are ever the good guys, and the narrative that any country is the good guys in their own history books is propaganda. Every country has its own baggage, its own skeletons in its closet. And I don't know much about other nations' histories, but as someone who is fascinated with history, partially because I like to know where my life will end up, knowing by trends, this country is not innocent. This country was built on stolen land in the backs of slaves. It's a country made up of immigrants from European nations that have risen to the top, and they have oppressed the immigrants of nations that aren't European. So much so to the point that if you're an immigrant from a non-European nation, you are deemed to be illegal, you are deemed to be a lesser human being. I'm not even Mexican, but the amount of times that people have called me such, just because of the fact that they know that I'm Spanish. That shit is so annoying. The thought that I wanted to get tattoos in homage to my Taino heritage, which is, if any of you know Puerto Rican culture, that's archaic Puerto Rico. Pre-Spanish Inquisition, not Inquisition, pre-Spanish exploration. The fact that I wanted to get tattoos to commemorate the heritage that I am proud to be part of, and it just gets me labeled with a larger target on my back. The amount of times that I cover my sleeves when my arms are showing my ink just so the fact that a cop can't easily scope out that I might be brown, as if they can't tell with their hatred already. And I know a lot of people want to say Blue Lives Matter, and I know a lot of people want to say that not all cops are bad. Here's where I stand on the ACAB movement. ACAB does not mean that the individual is an evil human being, necessarily. ACAB is saying that the institutionalized procedures that the police force in this country still implements in every state is corrupt. The NYPD has admitted from their officers of any other descent other than white, they have admitted that they are taught that they have to go after Hispanic and black teenagers. If you don't understand it from the mouth of your own people, I don't know what will convince you. Do you not trust the cops who say that they have been taught to fill their quotas because those cops are the ones that aren't white cops? If that's the case, then maybe you need to reevaluate what you think. Maybe you need to understand you are a little racist. My whole stance is that I don't want to start a war. I don't want fighting. I don't want bloodshed because there's been too much bloodshed. My family and every family of color knows this. It's time to stop the bloodshed. We don't need to start a race war, but what we do need is we need to have conversations, not arguments. It's not about arguing. It's not a matter of who's right and who's wrong. It's a matter of addressing. This is a system that has brutally oppressed people for hundreds of years. There are countries that have done reparations for the people that they have wronged in the past. There are countries that have gone through demographic issues and they have fought and wrongly persecuted people for the sake of just their existence. And since have had new governmental reforms where it's like, we acknowledge that this was a wrong thing to do, so we will help you and we will pay reparations. This country has done nothing of the sort. This country has founded institutionalized racism where it's not as open as it was maybe at one point in history. Maybe you don't see people shooting people as easily in the streets as it once was in the South. But what it is we have loopholes. We write loopholes into law. We write laws that are intent to discriminate against people of color. Our education system teaches lies. We water down the historical facts of things that have happened, even in the civil rights era. There are too many people in this country that think the civil rights era was a peaceful only movement and who blatantly misquote Martin Luther King Jr. You can't tell me that there is no problem. And if you truly believe there is no problem, you are either refusing to accept something that has been happening in this country since long before your own time, or you just don't want to accept change. No one wants your rights. Nobody wants you to not exist. The problem is there are people that want us to not exist, and that gets so swept under the rug. It's not a matter of killing the white people. It's not even close to that. What it is we just want to have a discussion. We want you guys to hear us, and it's terrible that there are still people who will move their families out to suburban neighborhoods where the demographic is largely white, and that's why they call it a nice neighborhood. I don't want to force my beliefs upon you, but the sad part is this isn't even my beliefs. This is my reality. This is the world that I have inherited. It's the world that my children will most likely inherit. It's the world that my grandchildren will most likely inherit. Until we have people on all sides of this country understand that we are not all equal at this current state, it's never going to change. That's what we're trying to do. It's to have discussion. It's to educate. We don't learn about Black history. We don't learn about Hispanic history. We don't even learn about Native American history. That's the history of this land that we live on, and we don't even learn about it. We learn about the Trail of Tears. And maybe when you're in elementary school, you briefly learn about Thanksgiving and you do a unit on it. But that's another problem. We still teach that Thanksgiving was a happy time. We still teach so many wrong facts that aren't facts but propaganda made to make the American people look like the good guys in their own narrative. It's not just the police force. It's the education system. It's the political system. It's the law enforcement system. It's gentrification. There are so many things at play that still discriminate based off of race that we don't talk about. And the problem is, so many people that are white in this country benefit off of not talking about it, and that's why it's so hard to get our message out. I'm not saying all white people are guilty, because there are white allies that fight for the same cause. But what I am saying is that if you're maybe reluctant to accepting the fact that there is issues in this country, maybe it's because you're benefiting off of the system that you're completely unwilling to look at. People who say, I don't have an opinion because I'm not informed, that's not going to cut it anymore. Inform yourself. We are living in the age of unlimited resources for free. You can do a quick Google search and you can read several thousand articles, several thousand historical accounts from first-hand sources of just witnessing racism in this country within the last decade alone. Not to mention the fact that there are people still alive in this country who were alive during the 1960s, who were alive at a time when race was a much different card than it looks like today. You can't tell those people that their experiences aren't valid. You weren't there, but they were. We still lock children up in cages. We still take them from their families because we believe that them crossing over to this country for a new world makes them an evil person. I'm not here to tell about immigration policy. I don't give a fuck about what you think about immigration, but what I will say is that a human being is a human being. This country needs to change, and I really hope I get to see it change. I'm a little jaded, but I don't know how anyone can not be if you've lived with this forever, and I'm not even that old. I've barely lived with this system. There are people that I know, my parents, my family, my aunts and uncles, they have lived with this system their whole lives. It's just, this whole movement is so much bigger than one man getting killed by a police officer. If you know anything about the history of wars or the history of any movement, you would know that one isolated incident does not cause those things to happen. One isolated instance is the last straw of generations of pent-up rage and anger and injustices, and we are living through that right now. This was never just about George Floyd. He is definitely the spark, and Breonna Taylor is the spark, Ahmaud Arbery is the spark. They are not the isolated instances, though. These are instances that have started a chain reaction of a bunch of people waking up to a system that has violently disrespected so many people in this country. I hope that the music that I played today you found to be resonant, or at least just something that you enjoyed. This is a different episode. This isn't an episode where I would do typically. Normally I would be doing three songs, an interview, and then playing out with my own music, but that doesn't feel like it's going to cut it this week. I'm going to get back to the normal schedule next week, but as of right now, this is an important message that needs to be shared. This is an important message that needs to be talked about, and as long as I have any platform, so help me God, I will use it to raise awareness for this entire movement. Tonally, this has definitely been a more serious episode, and I hope that it finds you well. Donate to petitions, donate to any sort of relief fund that you can find, sign your petitions. I said donate to petitions. I don't think that's a thing. But sign petitions, donate to foundations, keep spreading awareness. Anytime you see a post that talks about something, share it. Also, stop sending your brown friends videos and pictures of the ignorant things that people you've spoken to say. I know your intentions are pure, but it is so annoying to have to see someone that I don't know, that I now know, hates me based off of not knowing me, based off of the color of my skin. Stay safe, everyone. COVID is still a thing. Don't ignore it. Stay safe. If you're going to protest, do it smart. And kick this fucking system out of its existence, because we need to change it. Good night, everyone.